The Berthoud Adaptive Park project has finally reached the halfway mark of its $1 million fundraising goal. Thanks to the help of several Berthoud businesses, Longmont-based nonprofit Canned Aid is celebrating reaching $500,000 toward its project to build the first public inclusive playground in the area for children and people of all abilities. Americans with Disabilities Act accessible play equipment comes at a high cost, which is why the project has such an ambitious fundraising goal. Several Berthoud businesses joined forces in March to donate a combined $25,000 toward the project, the nonprofit said. The Arc of Weld County, High Country Beverage and Zach Lawfert, owner of Rods and Bods Movie Car Museum and Batman's Mechanic and Friend combined donations to help Canned Aid reach its halfway funding goal. We are so excited to be working with Canned Aid. This project is close to my heart, and I want to help build a playground that has a little bit of something for everybody, Lawfert said. I want this park to be built while my kids are still young enough to enjoy it with their friends. Canned Aid was inspired to begin raising funds for this project by Berthoud resident Lauren Bowling and her family, whose son was diagnosed with spastic triplegia cerebral palsy at 2 years old. Her son is unable to stand or walk by himself, making him dependent on a wheelchair for mobility and independence. This park is for the community, and that is why it is so important to get the community involved with fundraising, volunteer-led building events and raising awareness, Canned Aid Executive Director Diana Ralston said. Reaching the halfway point in Canned Aid's fundraising goal is a huge milestone, and the saying is true, it takes a village. We are so excited that Miles' story has resonated with so many people from all walks of life. The nonprofit plans to coordinate fundraising efforts and work with developers to host community events and volunteer workdays for the playground this summer.